Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. This is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You betcha. And a lot of fun stats to talk about. 17-7 winners. Everybody who caught a pass yesterday for your offense either set a longest of the season or the longest of the career. Yesterday, just an overall, and I know you got a 24-hour rule, but we're going to have a little fun. We got a bye week. We got 2 weeks to take this all in, and just overall getting that W, getting that NFC South win, getting it on the road, all three phases, just a fun Sunday.
Yeah, no question. I think I was excited for our guys. Our guys deserve that. They've been battling for the last few weeks, and I really just appreciate how our guys come to work each and every week through adversity, that, you know, certainly the last few weeks. And, you know, I thought all three phases, it was just a good example, just playing complimentary football, all three phases battling. Thought physicality was going to be an important part of that game, just play style. And, you know, from a run game perspective on both sides of the football, it showed up and we were able to make plays when we needed to.
You know, Coach Moore, if we continue to do this, I'd say Saints win. And looking at, I think it's all connected. You look, coming into the game, we're only conversion rate like 37% on third down. And I count, you know, and maybe you can comment on why. Maybe you're a little more aggressive. It could be down in distance. But I look third and fourth down, we were 50%. I mean, 10 of 20. If you're 50%, no. Therefore, you're going to have offensive plays because you are maintaining the football. We had 67. And then time of possession had almost 7 minutes more possessing the ball and dictating the outcome of the game. So I just saw, just looking at that, how we were able to execute and get it done on third down. I thought that's the big difference to me. If you look at it, everyone looks at Chuck, how impressive he was, 19 of 27, 282 yards. But I think he did his best work on third downs, hitting 7 of 10 passes, 201 yards, and they both touchdowns. It is so monumental what you do on third down to the ebbs and flow of a game to dictate the outcome. I think truly that's how you win games.
No question. Third downs are hard downs. There's hard downs in football, and they're not easy. Third downs is certainly a big part of this. I just commend our guys. Like, I think they made big-time plays. They execute on third downs. You know, for Tyler to have a couple scramble opportunities where he was able to move off the spot and our guys were able to execute still in the scramble drill. The big time catch by Chris, and he had three big time catches on third downs. Again, just big time plays by all those guys, and it allowed us to control the football more than they had it, and control the game.
You know, Coach. You know, fans are always fascinated with this. You know, as long as you win the game, but whether you call them splash plays, chunk plays, and look how we spread the wealth. Whether it was Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson. And I saw you ran a screen. I like that with Alvin Kamara. That was a big play. But look, 61 yards, 52, 26 yards, and a 30-yard touchdown pass the Juwan Johnson, you having those chug plays. Finally, it seems like we were executing them. And so everybody was getting fed. But I want you to comment on that and how a big part that was in your offense with the splash plays and the players executing. But all of a sudden, that screen play y'all had, I mean, that's what Saints fans, we've witnessed that a lot in the past. That was highly successful. And I was just glad to see that was big time. When you look 26-yard gain on a screen, that's hitting and getting it. I would have taken just 8-plus, but that was a great play.
Yeah, our guys executed really well and created some big-time plays, and that's what you need in this league. This league's really challenging. There's a lot of good players on every team. It's hard to go, 12, 14-play drives and without creating explosives. That's really, really hard. You got to be perfect in every single down. And so to create explosives has a huge impact on games. Thought it was awesome for us to be able to create them in the pass game and the run game. And then on defensively, really they had two explosive plays, and that was it in the game, and that had a huge impact as well.
So, Coach, a bit of a two-part question to begin with. The play of the defensive line and the ability to knock down a few passes at the line of scrimmage. DeMario Davis, Jonathan Bullard, Chase Young would have had one, and somehow Bryce Young threw it between his hands, which is almost unbelievable. But he had that issue a little bit in Green Bay, and sometimes as a quarterback, when sometimes it can get in your head. So I wanted you to talk about kind of the ability to knock down balls at the line early, but also really Carolina unable to really get consistent pressure with just their front four on Tyler, but the Saints defense, the ability to get pressure with your front four. I mean, you sent, Alante some, but that ability both ways to stop them with the front four and to get pressure with your front four.
Yeah, good example. I think this game, at the end of the day, this game, a lot of times we can talk about a lot of things. Up front has a huge impact on wins and losses, our ability from a run game perspective, but then from a pass game perspective. I thought our O-line battled. I thought there was a lot of good there. We had two sacks, but obviously we can learn from both those and put ourselves in better situations. And then defensively, just keep pressuring, keep putting pressure on Bryce. The block shots, as we call them, those are huge plays. Those are huge plays in those situations because, even one, had a potential turnover opportunity with the ball up in the air, and usually those turn into turnovers. And so good vision, good recognition by our defense line. You're rushing the passer, but you anticipate those opportunities when you know the ball is coming out. And so big-time job by those guys.
Coach Warren, you mentioned putting pressure on the quarterback. I wanted to acknowledge, because I'm a historian kind of football, Cam Jordan. I'm looking at Cam Jordan, recorded his 125th career sack against Carolina, putting him a half a sack behind. We all heard of Pro Football Hall of Famer Dwight Freeney on the all-time list. So a lot of times when the player's watching, you're watching a particular player that's put that skins on the wall, and he's always available. What more can you say about Cam Jordan and to be able to achieve that? That means he's available, and then you can hold him accountable. But just elaborate on Cam Jordan, what he's meant to this team, especially on the defense.
Yeah, the longevity of his career has been incredible. His leadership has been incredible. His ability to help the younger group as they've kind of come along. And so, a lot of times as a veteran, the best way you can do it is lead by example. And that's exactly what Cam does. The way he prepares each and every week, he puts himself in position to be successful, to be available. He battles each and every week out there. We lose a few games in a row, and obviously it can be frustrating for all of us, fans, coaches, players. We all want the same thing. And for guys like Cam to just come to practice, come in each and every week, ready to go, ready to prepare, ready for the next opportunity, I think sets a big time example for those guys. And he's still producing on the field, which is obviously a really important aspect of this. And it's been awesome.
Need to take a quick break. The Saints, of course, have this week off. It is their bye week. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We are talking with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore after the victory over the Carolina Panthers with Bobby Hebert. I'm Mike Haas. And I want to first give Nathan Shepherd his due. 2 sacks in his last 3 games, 2 tackles for a loss in his last 3 games, 2 quarterback hits in his last 3 games, the big sack yesterday for minus 13. But can we please talk about the blocked field goal? So he blocks the field goal. It goes backwards. It hits a Carolina Panther in the head, his helmet, which forces the ball forward. And then Cam touches it. But they say, okay, now it's Carolina's ball. But they give it to him at the line of scrimmage. So it couldn't have gone past the line of scrimmage. I don't know. The whole thing makes no sense to me. So I'd like for you to clear it up if you could.
We're still working through some clarity on that, just for ourselves, just to better educate ourselves. I think it's, you know, they got the call right based off the rules, as frustrating as it is for all of us. And so it's the way the rules are applied. Unfortunately, it's irrelevant what happens behind the line of scrimmage once the ball goes past the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously, we got to do our best not to touch it now. In the moment, it's really hard as a player to understand where you are on the field and what has happened to the ball so far prior to that. You see a ball, usually your natural reaction, obviously, is to get on the football and secure it. And so, unfortunate situation, you know, based off the rules. And, you know, obviously, they called it based off the rules in a proper manner. And it's a frustrating one for us just because you feel like you're doing a lot of good in that play, and it just doesn't come out your way.
No, I'm with you. I didn't mean to jump in, Bobby, but I mean, to me, where that rule needs to be looked at is that if nothing that happens behind the line impacts what goes, that needs to be looked at, because there's a lot of stuff that could go on behind the line with the opposing team that could impact the play, and if it doesn't, I don't know. Anyway, you answer the question, and I appreciate it. That rule needs to be looked at in the offseason.
Well, the one thing, though, we did get justice. Because they botched when they were running a jet sweep or that type play, and Werner did get the ball back. So I said, okay, I'm not going to bitch too much about this. We got the fumble. We got the ball. But I was like, you got to be kidding me. How can we not have the ball? We just blocked the field goal. But the one thing that I know going forward, Coach Moore, you realize this, and a big significant point, when we beat the Giants, man, we had 5 takeaways in a row. We plus 5. We're a minus 4 going into this game. Well, we end up being plus 1 in the turnover margin. I can tell you right now, we're beating Atlanta. If we plus 1 or plus 2, it goes up. But I think if we plus 1 and just take that approach, as simple as that is, people don't want to always – Bobby, you always talk about that. I'm just telling you, it's that important. Protect the football. Take it away. We plus 1. We beat Atlanta. And that was a big part – of us being on the plus side finally since that Giants game on the turnover margin of us coming away with a win.
Yeah, I thought we really attacked the football on defense in a positive manner. Created two turnovers, really had a third on the first drive. Obviously we get the unfortunate roughing the passer, but Tamara's right there, makes a big time interception there, and we had more shots at it. And so, the more opportunities you have at it, we just got to keep attacking the football. And we're gonna get our chance, and the one turnover is really Cam's turn. Cam's goofy field goal situation. So that's our one turnover on offense, or I guess our team in general. I thought, Tyler did an excellent job protecting the football while playing fairly aggressive. Runners ran really, really physical, protecting the football still. And so, definitely some progress there, and hopefully we can continue that.
Coach Moore, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know, what's roughing the passer? I think it depends how big the quarterback is. I can tell you how DeMario Davis, if he'd have hit Justin Herbert or Josh Allen, they don't call that. Because Bryce is so little. I mean, I could see Reed. You can't hit him in the face mask. When Reed, no, I said, come on. You cannot go for the head, hit him in the face mask and all that. That was a penalty. But when you watch the film, DeMario Davis, what, did he hit him too hard? He didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the shoulder. Y'all have to turn that in, say that was not a good call.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely see, what we can get out of those calls there just to put ourselves in best position, similar to a few weeks ago when Grando had his. Our goal is just to educate our guys and put ourselves in the best position. So sometimes there's frustration when you don't feel like, what can we do different there in that situation? The strike zone, sometimes for different players, it's going to be different sizes on quarterbacks. And so it's challenging for these defensive guys. Definitely is.
So, Coach, I know there are a lot of ways to win that winning field goal and some big explosive play, but I don't know. I'm thinking for yourself, the play caller, you get the ball with 7:35 left in the game. It's just still 17-7, and you go 14 plays, 48 yards. You chew up the clock. It's four here, five there. When they know you're going to run, that's got to be – and then you get to victory formation. From a play-calling standpoint, that's got to be pretty cool with satisfaction.
Yeah, I think there's no better feeling in the world than, to finish a game that way. Like, that's the way you want to finish games, is under your terms, controlling the football, just some big-time plays. Chris has that spectacular one-handed catch on the sideline, him and Tyler hook up. We get some first downs in there, and then we're able to grind it out. And, between Taysom and the runners and the physicality, our O-line battling, our tight ends battling, Vele's in there doing a bunch of dirty work blocking. That was just such a cool drive just to see it play itself out.
I feel the same way, exactly. And so we'll take a quick break again and come back, and we'll talk more with Saints head coach Kellen Moore along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Mike Haas. Back after this. This is a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, and now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing First in Service, but next week's a bye. So I want to go back a little bit. There's no question here, but I just think it's kind of cool. So last year, first game of the season, Saints beat Carolina 47-10, and the Saints had two explosive plays. They win yesterday 17-7, had four explosive plays. You win by 30, and you have two less explosive plays. Anyway, football's a crazy sport. My question is, felt like you were just going to be aggressive yesterday. Fourth down and four early in the second quarter, 10-7, you go for it. There was a penalty, but so you ended up punting, but you were going for it. Fourth and one you made with Taysom. Fourth quarter, 10-7, fourth and four, Carolina 32. Again, Tyler got chucked, didn't work out, but that style was play to win.
Yeah, no question. I felt like we were in some situation where we could go for it on fourth down. Felt like the situations were ideal. Statistically it made sense. And so, we were able to convert two of them, three of, third one we weren't. And really we had a fourth opportunity. Unfortunately, we had the false start there, but we were trying to play those downs, give ourselves opportunities to extend those drives. We got, and it comes back to, those third downs we were talking about, the fourth downs, playing longer drives, extending drives, and giving ourselves more opportunities.
Coach Moore, I tell you what, if we have scoring defense like this, we're not going to lose another game. If we only give up 7 points, I would say even if Coach Staley in the defense only gives up 17, we should win. I think you put that on your plate. Good job, Coach Staley. We hold them 17 points or less. You should win in the NFL. That's great scoring defense. But I thought it was so impressive, and the defense dominating – to me, it was the most dominant overall performance of the season. You held Carolina to a season low of 175 yards and 7 points. The average is 3.5 yards a play. They only converted 3 of 9 on third down. Bryce Young, 124 yards passing. And then you hold in Carolina to 73 yards on 32 carries. And you know Carolina wants to run the ball, 3.2-yard average. And they had a cat named Rico Dowdle, who had just rushed for more than 650 yards in the previous 5 games. Then he only has 53 yards, 2.9-yard average. So did you give Coach Staley a game ball? You need to give Brandon Staley a game ball. That was outstanding.
No question. That was a phenomenal performance by our defense, I thought. Just where our guys responded. Again, it's all about response in this league, handling the opportunity right in front of you. We knew these guys had a lot of success around the football. Stop and run is about team defense and playing all together, playing tied in. Thought excellent, you know, gap control, push, bend backs up front. The edges set the edges. The backers played free. The linebackers fit well. The corners fit well. Took everyone, and I thought credit to our guys of playing really good execution football.
You know, Coach Warren, look at this. And obviously you want to average more per carry. But I thought it was critical in your play calling. You know, I think that measuring stick's like 65. You want at least offensive plays. We end up having 67. But your attempt to rush the football. Now, obviously, I look at Carolina. They are a running team. There's no excuse. They only ran the ball 23 times. They averaged 3.2. Now, we only averaged 3.3, but we're still committed in how we finished the game to have 37 rushing attempts. How is a play caller, and obviously it could be the Evan Floyd game, but I know you never want to be the game's over that we only had, let's say, high teens or low 20s rushing attempts. I don't think that's winning football. And I know when you had Saquon and all the Eagles and what you want to do now, and I remember talking to Sean Payton, you always got to be hovering around 30 rushing attempts, and we're able to have 37. And even though we only averaged 3.3 yards a carry, like I said, we attempted to rush the football.
Yeah, we want to run the football. I mean, that's the identity of us. We want to be a physical team that runs the football, stops the run on defense, and this thing is a battle up front each and every week between these O-lines and D-lines, and that's just the way it's got to be. And so, you know, for us, we got to put ourselves in those situations. We got to, we got to get our rushing attempts. We got to be clean and efficient on first and second down. We got to put ourselves in third downs that are manageable so we can even run the ball on third down. And then when you got a lead and you can grind it out late in the game, you know, that's the formula to win football games. When you have a lead, the pass rush is attacking them, and we're able to run the football and control the clock like we did at the end of the game. And so, certainly that's a formula we want to replicate as much as we can.
So now here we are in the bye week, week 11, and then week 12 will be Atlanta. The CBA, I think, mandatory. The players get like 4 days off. That's done, but I don't think that's true for coaches. How much time will you spend at the office? And when you do get away, what's the getaway for Kellen Moore?
Yeah, it'll be great. We'll get a few days to get away. Always important for players and coaches to have a little bit of separation from this. We spend a lot of time together. And just as you think about with your own families, you spend a lot of time together. You get a little ornery with each other every once in a while. So, these are great breaks for our guys. I think to come out of it, you know, finishing with a win obviously gives us a nice little positive affirmations for the next week or so. And so, we'll get a few days. I think a big thing for us is always reflection, the self-scout, the evaluating where we are, you know, schematically, personnel-wise. Then you get a little break, and then Monday we'll come back together as a group and we'll be ready to rock and roll for a big time division game.
Yeah, Coach Moore, that's the direction I was going. Obviously, that bye week helps you to self-scout your tendencies and because the other team, they know what you're doing and what you could be better at or what maybe we're doing too much. But have you able to look at the film? And obviously, they're going to play when you have the bye. It's going to be Carolina at Atlanta. I'm still boggled. I didn't see any of this, but what in the hell happened when Carolina beats Atlanta 30-0? And Atlanta just went the week before and beat the Vikings on the road, and then they lose 30-0 to Carolina. Have you watched that game yet or what?
I haven't gotten to the Atlanta film yet from their team perspective. We're doing we're kind of digging into ours pretty good this week. But obviously we'll be watching them closely. We'll start studying them as this week progresses. We'll start watching their film and get ready to roll because, you know, obviously this is going to be a fun one. This is going to be my first chance to play, you know, compete in one of these New Orleans, Atlanta games. And we know the impact these games are going to have.
Well, Coach, who is your biggest rival at Boise State?
Oh, it was definitely those Idaho Vandals at one point in the and maybe the Fresno Bulldogs.
So, for you're new to the rivalry, so just pretend Atlanta is Fresno or Idaho. Just pretend all week, and you'll
absolutely.
Get that's the there. Now you have it. That's the rivalry.
No doubt. I don't have a whole lot of red in my attire in my closet, so I'm good.
You are good. You're set. Appreciate your time, as always. As you can see, man, much, much funner after a big W. Enjoy your time off. Say hello to the family again. Reacquaint, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll continue our talk with the Saints. We'll talk about that run game with run game coordinator TJ Pagnetti. That's right here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with Bobby Hebert, who's at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And we are now joined by TJ Pagnetti, the run game coordinator. Coach, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
We are going well. You picked a good week. You know, these things are all set.
They're all set. Of all the weeks, this is the one. I got it.
Yeah, they're all set well in advance. But, you know, sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time, and it is.
Right.
And so, I guess before we get too deep into it, so that we all kind of better understand your role and responsibilities, give us a sense of, you know, what a run game coordinator does.
Yeah, so, I mean, in the simplest terms, just coordinate the run game. So, like, what does that entail? Just getting kind of steering everybody in a direction as everybody brings their ideas to the table and just compiling them, organizing them, what works, what doesn't work. What are we good at? What are we not good at? And then throughout the week, scripting it, putting it together, getting it versus the correct looks and everything like that. But it's kind of like just steering the that ship a little bit in terms of what you know, Kellen and everybody wants to do.
Now, TJ, speaking of steering that ship, I know you probably the little bird and Coach Moore's here, whatever, and in the meeting room. Is that look? I would want us to average better than 3.3 yards a carry. But you know what's significant?
No question.
Is that we attempted to run the ball 37 times. We can't be running the ball 18, 19 times. And I say, oh, well, the game got out of hand. No, sometimes you didn't have the rushing attempts, even though when the game was close. Like I'm looking at Carolina. You know they want to run. They only had 23 rushing attempts. Now they only averaged 3.2. But that game was 10-7 a long time.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a lot of plays.
You got to run the ball. Yeah. You got to run the ball and stay committed to it, even if you're not getting 10 yards a pop every single time. Because it's going to take pressure. It's going to take pressure off the quarterback. It takes pressure off the offensive line. And then it opens up your pass game. It goes back to complementary football. You need to be a balanced offense. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of times where the defense is going to dictate to you what you should be doing. And, you know, it's like that Mike Leach quote that I don't know if he got from Sun Tzu or something, where he's like, you want to go where they're not. But sometimes you got to run the ball just to be the more physical team, to establish the line of scrimmage. And then from an offensive line perspective, a lot of the time it's much easier to be the hammer and not the nail and attack the defender that you're going up against, as opposed to pass setting and letting him get a good rush on you. So I thought we did a really, really good job this past game of finding a little bit more of an identity of a winning football team.
You know, TJ, what I liked, and he's a big part of Saints leading rusher and all that, Alvin Kamara, you know, he's had success against Carolina in the past. Like, for instance, I said this in the pregame, total yards from scrimmage against Carolina last year, he had 215. I said, man, I would take 115 right now. That's exactly what he had. I'm like, man, I'm a prophet.
Oh, there you go. You're a savant.
Yeah, but I'm looking like Alvin Kamara. Could you tell the fans, because, you know, oh, he hit that wall. He's 30 years old, whatever. We got to go a different direction. I still think if we block Alvin Kamara, he could still hit it and get it. I like on the screen play. You look at that chunk play. I told Coach Moore, boy, we need to run a few more screens. But I'm not talking about wideout screens. I'm talking about old-school running back screens. You got 26-yard gain then. But just talk about Alvin Kamara and his contribution and how much football knowledge he has and how y'all interact.
Yeah, so, Bobby, I'd say you're dead on. Alvin is one of my favorite players that I've ever, you know, watched from afar and now have gotten to work with. He is the ultimate professional. Everything he does has ultimate detail. He knows where to step. He knows how to step. He knows where to attack. And I was really pleased this past game for us to kind of put it all together for him. And you got to see the Alvin that you guys have seen the past couple of years. And I don't know anything about a wall or anything like that. I think we give him the seams up front, he's going to take them. And I thought we did a really good job this past game. I just love even talking to the guy. He, you know, the amount of knowledge he has from his time around the league is extraordinary. And, you know, he's also one of the most unselfish people that I've ever met. You know, you know, when you're not getting the ball every play, you know, I probably would be like, hey, what the hell? What's going on? And he's just someone that's like, I want to do what is ever best for the team, and I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to show up the exact same every day. I'm going to be a consistent pro, and I'm going to give everything I got. And then, oh, you give me the ball? Here you go. I'm going to deliver. And I think I'm just so pleased with him. He's been an absolute pleasure to work with, and, you know, he's made me a better coach, and he makes the team better every single day, and his effect on everyone in the locker room and all the young players too, really just the veteran leadership all over the place in this place has this place believing and fighting even you know, as a formerly one-win team, and it's one of those things that like it's an exciting place to work for that reason. It's guys like him.
And I would assume a guy like a Taysom Hill, right? So on the final drive, and I talked to Coach about this, this is a bit of a two-parter, that, you know, on that final drive, when you just held it for 735, that's got to be just awesome. Alvin, +4, +4, Taysom, +4, +5, +5. It might not seem like big runs, but when the other team knows you're going to run and you put five on them, man, that's painful. So that's kind of wanted you to talk about that. But we have not really talked about an offensive line with Luke Fortner, Dylan Ray Dins, and Awesome Richards. Yep. This was supposed to be some, you know, but man, those guys stood up.
So just the first part with the Taysom question, like, he's another one that I've been a fanboy of from afar for as long as he's been in the league, and he's been awesome to work with, and he's another guy and that, you know, gives himself to the team, whatever he can do to help the team win. When his numbers call, he's ready to go, and you just see what he did there to end the game there with a, you know, a 7-minute drive to end the game. Like, there's nothing more rewarding in football, like you just said, than when a team knows you're going to run the ball to end the game, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, and you're just literally, not only that, but you're running it up the middle. And credit to Taysom, because Taysom's taking those hits, and he knows they're going to run him up the middle, and he's still just running up there, and he's getting 5 yards a pop, and it's one of the reasons why he's such a special guy and a special player. And it's why him and Alvin have been such great players here for such a long time. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, to answer your question about the offensive line, yeah, like, between Dylan, Awesome, and Fortner, like, I'm just so proud of those guys. You know, they've been here every day this entire year, locked in, ready for their opportunity. They finally get their opportunity, and they made the most of it. And you know, they didn't listen to any noise about how, you know, you guys have been backups or some crap like that. They approached it like they're starting NFL linemen, and they played like it. And I hope they keep building on it, because they had a good game and helped establish the line of scrimmage, and we'll keep grinding away with them.
Now, you know, TJ, what about how are you coaching and like a young guy? Look at Devin Neal. I thought, you know, he has to take advantage of his opportunity. You know, you need that 1-2 punch in the backfield, because Taysom Hill is like a Swiss Army knife, a jack of all trades, just unusual. But Devin Neal, well, we counting on him and where we drafted him. He averaged 5.5 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 14, four rushing attempts, three targets in the passing game. He caught three balls. He had a long gain of 10 yards. What can you tell the Houdat Nation about Devin Neal and your expectations for him? I'm understanding, I'm not in those meeting rooms, that he's real cerebral, that he knows what he's doing, pass protection, because, you know, you can't be, oh, we only can do running plays with him, then we got to tell him what to do in the huddle. Because I've been with running backs like that, that no matter how long they are, you can't be a dumb football player. You got to know what you're doing with protections and not only just running the ball. And I know that's what Alvin Kamara's always been. But Devin Neal, he just seems like he's a cerebral-type player, and now he's obviously contributing, being that 1-2 punch with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, so he's what you said. He's a very, very smart player. His pass protection is good. It's something that he knows he's got to do, and he does a good job with it. And I think he's going to have a great career. He just keeps getting better and better in every day, and taking every little thing he can from Alvin along the way, because he can't ask to be in a better room between Alvin and Joel to learn from. And I'm excited for him. I think from what we've seen from him so far, he does a nice job. He's almost like an all rounder. Like he does a little bit of everything well, and I'm super excited to have him part of the team.
Now, TJ, what about, obviously, practice? You got to have a good scout team look, and you got these practice squad running backs. I don't know how to even pronounce his name. Ardrick, whatever, a 2-year veteran out of Notre Dame, and then Evan Hull. They both their second year in the NFL, Notre Dame and Northwestern Wildcats. So how do you interact in practice, with these running backs, and to keep them ready because, you know, injury, whatever might come about, and that you want to give the defense a good look, but just describe your relationship with them.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it starts with them, like, they got to, it's kind of the life you live when, like, you know, you're not getting the ball as the starter and in the league. Like, you got to stay locked in the meeting like you're going to start every single day because you never know when your time's going to come. And then on the practice field, the nice thing about, like, with some of the scout team reps is a lot of the times on scout team, you're running the same plays because a lot of teams got the same plays. So there's a lot of carryover between schemes usually from week to week. So you're getting similar reps, maybe versus a little bit different looks, but you're getting similar reps of what you would be getting from the one offense rep. So you got to take advantage of that, and you got to do everything full speed and approach every play like it's the real thing, every single snap. And I think those two guys do a really good job of that. I really, really like both of them.
Coach, final question. Appreciate your time. Got to wonder, yep. You're from Bedford, Mass. It's near an American Revolutionary town in Concord. You're northeast of Boston. And then you end up in Oregon, 3,107 miles away. And I love my parents, and I wanted some independence. But man, how did you – how you ended up being a student football intern. You worked under Chip Kelly and, you know, paid your dues from the beginning of it. How did you end up in Oregon?
Yeah, so my – my dad's best friend played college football with Chip at UNH, named John Nocera. He's kind of a mentor to me, and I just remember there was, you know, I wasn't big enough or fast enough or good enough to play Division I football, but I was just kind of looking at schools at the time, and I was talking with him, and he was just like, oh yeah, my buddy just got the OC job at Oregon. I was like, oh no way, can you call him? And so I flew out and met Chip, and he's like, yeah, we can do whatever you want. You know, just start, if you want to just, you know, help out, do little things. So I, you know, started out doing his, like, dry cleaning and stuff like that, feeding his girlfriend's cats on away trips and kind of started taking notes on his offense. And one day he saw that I had a big notebook and notes, and he invited me in his quarterback meetings. And he ended up being a really, really great coach and is a great coach. And the rest is kind of history. I ended up going to Philly, and I followed him there. And, yeah, he's taught me everything I know about football, him and Jeff Stoutland, those guys, that's how I ended up there, is really kind of being in the right place at the right time. And then, you know, once you get your foot in the door, it's kind of what you make of it.
Well, you got a couple of Super Bowl rings, so I'd say it worked out pretty well. Hey, heck of a week, get some time away. But, man, appreciate your time, and just, you know, keep stacking them.
All right, man. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
TJ Pagnetti, run game coordinator. Bobby, as usual, you were awesome. Thank you. You don't get any time off, but, you know, not an open week for us.
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to see T-Bob in Chicago. So, well, over there. Yeah, I'm going to the snow, Hoss. So.
It's pretty chilly here, baby.
I have the three grandkids up there, so, you know, I got to spend quality time.
All right.
You know, I got to spread the wealth.
All right, my friend. Thank you, as always.
All right, Hoss.
Take a break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We'll go back to the Silver Slipper, talk with Mike Dettillier, Monday Night Football, the kind of wacky NFC South, that and more coming up next right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. We are going back to the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi for Mike Dettillier, analyst of college and football, all kinds. And Monday Night Football has Philly against Green Bay. Philly's at 6-2, Green Bay 5-2-1. Philly's, it feels like they're 2-6, the way people talk about them. Dallas is in second place in their division. They're 3-5. I mean, Philly's in pretty good shape. Meanwhile, Green Bay 5-2-1. They got Detroit at 6-3, Chicago at 6-3, Minnesota at 4-5. And Green Bay coming off of that loss last week to Carolina. It's an important one.
Yeah, and Philly's had a week off. They got a bye week. Green Bay, I don't know what you get, Mike, from week to week. They do play around with their food like my youngest grandchild. But, you know, they've somehow figured out to win five games. But they're a type of team that – is so erratic. You're not knowing what you're going to catch from them. The Eagles, you know, are a very good defensive team. They don't run the ball as well as they did a year ago. And I guess everybody's taking heat because they're not hitting the big plays. You know, with Saquon as maybe they did a year ago with the long runs or the little catch coming out of the backfield that he turns it up and he's 70 yards downfield. But they still got a lot of talent on that football team. And with Vic Fangio running their defense, man, I'm interested to see how Jordan Love handles all of this. And he's going to come out after Love and give him pressure all kind of different ways. That's just the way Vic is. And that big guy in the middle, Jalen Carter, he's a big hoss. So, man, this ought to be something in Green Bay. A lot on the line for the Packers, as you brought up. And in a division where, with the Lions the way they are and the Bears pushing W's out, man, you can't afford another loss. But this is, should be a really good football team game, I should say, between these two teams. And it's going to be not who can hit the big play, but who can kind of make the biggest mess up in this football game.
You know, every team has a different bye week, but for we'll consider this the midpoint of the season. And you kind of look around, you take stock at the standings, and you look at the AFC. And there are three teams in the NFL who've already got to the 8-win mark. Denver, New England, and Indianapolis. And you've probably gotten some pretty good odds in Vegas on them not being the three teams in the AFC to get to 8 wins first. But they did, and not necessarily playing the greatest football. Indy, big win in Germany, and just Denver finds a way. New England, pretty consistent. But, I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about those are the three teams first to get to 8.
Well, if you'd have said Denver, I might have bought that. New England, no, I wouldn't have bought that. And the Colts, no way. And I was just talking to Rick Venturi last week, and Rick does the color work for the Colts Network. And he was telling me, Mike, it's as big a surprise to me as it is to anyone. They didn't think they would be that good. And he said for them to play as well on defense, and Daniel Jones, like he said, it's just been a revelation the way he's been able to play totally different from what he did in New York. Though yesterday, he looked a little bit like the Daniel Jones I saw in New York. Man, Jonathan Taylor bailed him out. And what about Tyler Warren? He has become a huge weapon for them at tight end. Really difficult to kind of go one-on-one with downfield. And who do you put on him? You can't put a linebacker or a safety. He's going to outrun those guys. Do you put a nickel back on him? Man, he had the Falcons confused all game long. But missed field goal, penalties, turnovers, it kept Atlanta in, and at the end it was, you know what, man, give it to Taylor. Yeah. He's going to finish it off, and that's exactly what he did. He hits the home run shot downfield and kind of seals the deal for the Colts. But they've been a really big surprise team. And look at the NFC, Rams, Seattle. Man, how good those two teams are.
Yeah.
And they got depth that is really good, especially Seattle. I don't want to see them on the schedule late. I'm glad the Saints got them off. It wasn't easy playing those teams.
Right.
I mean, they took the belt out against the Saints. But, man, catching them down the stretch because there's only one number one seed and one team off. Everybody's going to be fighting for that.
Well, that's where I was kind of going. If you think, hey, look, let's not get to, you know, too far ahead. It was a big win yesterday, 2-8. But the Saints have played two AFC games. Carolina's played 5 AFC. Atlanta 4, Tampa 3. So the bulk of their remaining schedule is against the NFC. Seattle 7-2, Rams 7-2, San Fran 6-4, Detroit 6-3, Chicago 6-3, Green Bay 5-2-1, and then the NFC South. So, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, there's a lot of good football that the teams ahead of the Saints got to play, good football teams.
Yeah, and for Tampa, you being the leader in the NFC South, you got to play a much more difficult schedule than, say, the Saints or the Carolina Panthers do. So, hey, man, you catch them when you catch them, to see down the road, you're going to play the Falcons twice, the Tennessee Titans, the Jets. Hey, you got some opportunities. Hey, Mike, you got something there with
one
Tyler
at a time.
Shook.
Yep, you do.
Got something there, brother.
Take them one at a time. Thank you, my friend Mike
Atelier.
Got a week off, and then we'll get you ready for Atlanta. The Dirty Birds coming to town the following week, so we'll be here next Monday night to preview the Falcons and the Saints. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth, as well as Bobby Hebert, Mike Atelier, Kellen Moore, and TJ Pagnetti. Thanks for listening. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.